Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Delek Group Results Conference Call. If you have not yet received a copy of the financial results, please find them on the company's website at www.delek-group.com. Before we start, I would like to refer you to the company's safe harbor statement. Some of the information that we are providing during this conference call may include forward-looking statements. There are various important factors that may cause the company's actual results to differ significantly from those set forth in the forward-looking statements. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Dalia Black, VP, Investor Relations and Corporate Communications. Ms. Black, please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. I'd like to welcome everyone to Delek Group's conference call to review our first quarter 2012 results. I'd also like to welcome here with me today Mr. Gabby Lass, Chairman of the Delek Group, Mr. Assi Barcel, CEO, Mr. Barak Mashraqi, CFO, and Ms. Liora Pratt Levine, General Counsel of the Delek Group. They will all be happy to answer any questions you have following the summary of the results. An English translation of the results are available on our website, and I will only provide a brief summary. In terms of some of the highlights of the quarter, first quarter net income reached 110 million shekels compared with net income of 210 million shekels in the first quarter of last year. Our U.S. refining segment and the automotive segment contributed significantly to our first quarter profitability. However, we also saw a significant negative impact due to the reduction in sales in the oil and gas sector due to the reduction of production from our Mary B gas field. Currently, the group is working together with its partners, Noble Energy, to bring the Noah and Pinnacle fields online within the next couple of months to help ease the problem of low production rates. In terms of our balance sheet strength, as of today, the Delek Group holds approximately 1.4 billion shekel in cash and cash equivalents. As part of the ongoing strategy to keep the strength in our balance sheet, the group received a $150 million loan from UBS within a framework of a process to sell the group's 50% holdings in IDE within the coming year. We see this very much as a demonstration of the strong belief that the financial markets have in our businesses. I will now briefly summarize each of our sectors. In the energy sector, in the upstream business, net income for the quarter was 11 million shekel versus 79 million shekel in the same period last year. As I've mentioned, the decline in profit was due to the decline in the natural gas production of Mary B, which resulted in a lower supply to customers from the Ampepas project. The Noah B and Pinnacle are now being developed and will help support the Mary B supply in the coming months. At the same time, the Tamar reservoir development remains on track and on budget, and we hope to start supply in April of next year. Several take-or-pay agreements for Tamar's natural gas were recently signed, among them a 15-year take-or-pay agreement with the Israeli Electricity Company for up to 78 BCM of natural gas. All of these agreements are pending final approval from the necessary governmental authorities who we are working with currently. With regards to Leviathan, on May the second, Noble announced that the well deepening process was suspended for technical issues before reaching the primary target layers. Noble is checking the possibility of carrying out an additional drill via a rig with the necessary capabilities to reach the deeper layers. We will update you as we receive further updates in the coming months. In the downstream business in the U.S., Delek US has shown a vast improvement in business in the quarter, with net income a record 169 million shekel compared with a net income of 89 million shekel in the first quarter of 2011. The growth was due mainly to the refining business, which we have in both Tyler and Arkansas, that saw high crack spreads over the period, which remained as of yesterday at levels of approximately $29. In our Israeli gas station subsidiary, Delek Israel, net income in the quarter was breakeven compared to the net income of 13 million shekel in the same period of last year. Delek Israel's results are being impacted by the lowering of fuel marketing margins by the Israeli government and partially due to provisions for doubtful debt. Delek Israel has and continues to take steps in order to mitigate these effects. In our European gas station business, Delek Europe, net income was in this quarter 1 million shekel compared with a net loss of 5 million shekel in the same period of last year. European markets remain challenging, but the company is also taking steps to reduce the impact of these macro conditions. Also, during the reporting period, Delek Europe successfully raised 85 million euros. In our U.K. motorway business, Roja, net loss for the third quarter of 2012 was 25 million shekel compared with 22 million shekel in the third quarter of 2011. Q1 is characteristically a bad quarter for the motorway service business. However, the company did see an improvement in EBITDA from 12 million shekel in the third quarter of 2011 to 15 million shekel this year. In our insurance and financial services sector, the Phoenix, our Israeli insurance company, reported net profit amounting to 121 million shekel in the quarter compared to 112 million shekel last year. The results were primarily impacted by the positive capital market yield that was significantly higher in comparison to yields during the first quarter of last year. Republic, our U.S.-based insurance company, reported a net profit of $2 million in the quarter compared with $3 million last year. The decrease resulted was due to adverse winter weather conditions in states in which Republic operates. In summary, we are pleased with the strong improvement in our U.S. refining activities and in the automotive sector. While in the short term, we are facing weaker results from the oil and gas Israeli E&P sector, we are progressing and are on track with the development of Noah North, the Pinnacles, and Smart, which are expected to come online within the coming year. More importantly, our long-term potential remains very strong, and we expect to realize this in the coming quarters. We aim to continue developing and bringing to the market the natural gas while continuing further exploration of our licenses. We will keep you updated as we have news in the coming quarters. We will now be happy to open up to any questions you may have, and Assi and Barak will be happy to answer them.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question-and-answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be pulled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we pull for your questions. The first question is from David Kaplan of Barclays Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Afternoon, everyone. I have a couple of questions. Dalia mentioned during that presentation, Tush talked a little bit about the divestitures. Can you tell us, you know, what are the main assets that you're looking at divestiture of? The IDE stake, that was one Dalia mentioned specifically, but maybe some of the non-energy holdings in the U.S. or in Israel. Are those on a short list? Where are you in terms of that? Like I said, that's my first question. If I have time for another, I'll ask that as well.
Just a moment. Just one second. Hi, David. As we mentioned in the last year, we would like to focus our activities on the energy businesses. When I speak about energy, we're speaking from upstream to downstream. It will be exploration, production, our refinery business in the U.S., and of course, our retail business. It's not exactly energy, but it's part of it. What we are doing in Europe, Israel, and of course, the U.S. That, I guess, will be our major activities on the next decade. On the final sector, you know, Phoenix, I guess we'll be a force to sell after the conclusion of the consultation committee will decide or will approve by the government. We are looking now to sell our control in Phoenix. I guess we will have 4 years, so we'll have time for it. I assume that if the market will be ready and the price will be right, we will sell the public also in the future. Because it doesn't make sense that we will not be in Israel in the insurance business, and we will hold only company in the U.S. But still, it has to be the right price that we would like to have. Our investment or our holding in Derek Automotive became a financial investment after we sold our control there. And so if there will be an opportunity, again, it's a matter of prices, maybe we will sell it, but now it's not a question because the price is very low. We believe the company is worth much more. So this is the idea.
Asi, do you think that there would be potential for a restructuring of the Delek Group, maybe spinning out the non-energy assets, if a sale of the assets wasn't possible at a proper valuation?
What do you mean spinning out? You mean paying a dividend?
Creating two separate publicly traded entities, one an energy entity and one another.
But to pay dividend kind of what? No, it's not an idea. We are looking for sale. We want the money to come inside the company. And it's also a tax issue, because if you are paying dividend kind, you have to pay the tax. The authority tax are looking on dividend kind as a selling issue. So if you're asking me, we don't have any intent now to pay dividend kind. I don't see other kind of spin-off that you can think about.
Okay. And then just one quick question, if I still can, on the debt of the company, or I should say the debt of the holding company, not the consolidated debt. Are there any refinancings that are going to be happening in the near term that we should be looking out for, or are the payments of both principal and interest pretty well scattered now that free cash flow should be able to handle it?
I think that we need to divide between the bond market and the banks and the banks in Israel and the Israeli banks and maybe also the foreign banks. But if we are talking about the Israeli banks, we are working with most of the Israeli banks in order to refinance the debt. We finalized a credit facility from one bank on 150 million shekel, and we're working with two banks on two amounts on another facilities on such kind of amount. In the bond market, we believe that when the open issues with the Delek Real Estate will stabilize, so we would be able to refinance the bonds in the Israeli market. And as you saw, we also established a credit facilities with foreign banks like UBS that Dalia mentioned before on the ID shares, and we are working about on other things. I think that the important point here is that currently we have 1.4 billion shekel of cash in hand. This will be sufficient for us for more than 1.5 years, even without doing any special realization or refinance of credit facilities.
Okay, and just a last question on the structure of the company. This is probably one for Asi again. I know there was an attempt at a share swap of Delek Energy and some of the limited partnerships that sit below that, which was less successful than had been hoped by management. Is that something that you're looking at trying again at any time in the near future?
Come on, it's obvious. I cannot speak about it. You know, we don't have any decisions. It's not that we have the decision, we didn't announce it, but everything can be. We made it a few times before, we didn't access to the decision. But of course, I cannot give you any information about this.
Great. Thanks very much, Asi, Barak, and Dalia.
The next question is from David Drummond of Drummond Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi, good day, everybody. Just a quick question today. I just wanted to get an update on the take-or-pay agreement that you have with the Israeli electric company. I know that you're waiting for the necessary governmental authorities to sign off on that. Do you have any update on when that may happen, how long it may take? I'm not really familiar with the Israeli bureaucracy, so I don't know if it's quick or not. So an update would be appreciated.
Okay. much more than what was in the papers. We signed an agreement with IEC. It was approved by the board of IEC, of course, but it has to be approved also by the POA, which is in charge on all the electricity manufacturing in Israel, and including the IPP, the private power stations, and has to be approved also by the antitrust commissioner. We have a few meetings with them, negotiation with them. I hope that soon we will reach a kind of agreement, and after that we will be behind it. But again, I cannot give you any projection about what will be the end of the contract, how will it look like. I hope it will not be a major changes. I guess it will be minor changes. And of course, I don't know how long it will take. We just pray that it will be short, because we need IEC needs, we need, and the IPPs in Israel need, if they want to sign for financial agreements. So much more of that I cannot give you any details.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. That was good help. And good luck with the coming quarter.
Thank you very much.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions.
Thank you very much.
There are no further questions at this time. Before I hand the call over to Mr. Bartfeld for his concluding statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call will be available on Delek Group's website, www.delek-group.com. Mr. Bartfeld, please go ahead with your concluding statement.
I would like to thank you everyone that was the conference call. And again, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to call us. And I wish you a good evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you. This concludes Delek Group's first quarter 2012 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.